وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ.
Surely there is a lesson for you in the cattle. We provide you to drink out of that which is in their bellies, between the feces and the blood, pure milk, which is a palatable drink for those who take it.
وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ.
And out of the fruits of date palms and grapes, you derive intoxicants as well as wholesome sustenance. Surely there is a sign for those who use reason. You derive intoxicants as well as wholesome sustenance.
The verse quite subtly suggests that wine does not constitute wholesome sustenance. This is a hint of its unlawfulness.
وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ.
Your Lord inspired the bee, saying, "Set up hives in the mountains and in the trees and in the trellises that people put up." Your Lord inspired the bee, saying,
The Quranic term wahi literally means making a veiled or subtle suggestion which is comprehended only by the concerned party. It is for this reason that the term was also used to convey the concepts of ilqa, putting something in someone's heart, and ilham, or inspiration, for instance, teaching something under the veil of secrecy.
ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Then suck the juice of every kind of fruit and keep treading the ways of your Lord which have been made easy. There comes forth from their bellies a drink varied in colors, wherein there is a healing for men. Verily, there is a sign in this for those who reflect.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ.
Allah has created you, and then He causes you to die. Some of you have your lives prolonged to an abject old age, when one loses all knowledge after having acquired it. Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful.